unseasonably warm temperatures will be impacting the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the day today, but a quick turnaround with temperatures falling rather notably as we move through Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will expect a few spits and spats of moisture to occur across parts of our listening area as we go forward through the next couple of days, but a well-organized precipitation does not seem to be very likely. Now, this morning, we've got some spits and spats of moisture being noted in the radar and satellite imagery across parts of North Dakota and north central portions of South Dakota. A lot of this precipitation is not reaching the ground, and those areas that are getting some moisture are just noting some trace amounts for the most part. There is a larger storm system impacting Canada's southern prairies, and we'll keep an eye on that because as we go forward into tonight and tomorrow, some of that precipitation will seep to the south across the border and into our region. Now, for the most part, we do look for the precipitation to be greatest in North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota, and that will occur tonight into the morning tomorrow. The precipitation will begin to fall apart shortly after dawn as it starts to drop into parts of South Dakota. But there will be at least a little bit of rain and snow both occurring in South Dakota and west central into southwestern Minnesota for a brief period of time tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Now, we do not expect any of this precipitation to be all that impressive. A trace to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture is probably going to be about it for this event. And snowfall, well, there could be a trace upwards to an inch in a few spots, but it's not going to be well organized. And tonight and early tomorrow will be the time period most favored for that to take place. As we move forward into the latter part of the day, tomorrow a few snow flurries and snow showers will still be possible. In fact, that'll occur mostly tomorrow night into Friday morning. And then we'll look for a good, solid, high-pressure system moving into the region, dropping our temperatures down for Friday morning and clearing out the skies. We will expect the afternoon temperatures today to be primarily in the 60s and 70s across a big part of our region. Now, the exception will be in northeast and east-central parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where we're going to be seeing some 30 and 40-degree temperatures in that snow field that is quite persistent. Upper teens and 20s likely near the Canada border tomorrow, and readings that'll be mostly 30s and 40s in west-central portions of Minnesota and along the North and South Dakota border areas. We'll look for a temperature still in the 50s a little farther to the south. Well, meanwhile, we do expect that cold air to overspread all of the region on Thursday night going into Friday morning. And Friday morning lows are expected to fall into some upper single-digit readings in a few teens, so keep an eye on that. And we'll expect to see that as cold as it gets, though, with this bout. We'll see a lot of teens and 20s Thursday and Saturday mornings, and then we'll start a nice recovery. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.